they were with me. Yeah. And I was not the fastest, the best, or what? I was the luckiest. Yes. Am I right or what? This is what it is. Now we could understand the details of this if you pay attention to the way it is describable. Because the main point in here is one stuff only. One. Beauty. And beauty could not be expressed in a vulgar language. Excuse me. So do not interpret this with vulgarity. And to us, vulgarity comes from ego. Selfishness. The self, which is here, and I have to carry it all my life. So, he's telling you that when you hear something, especially when it is coming from a special source, which is not the mathematical book or the journalistic stuff, you should hear different stuff. So you should correct your understanding, which is your logic. Close that logic to understand. I think you could start to read it from the beginning. Who is the guilty party today? No volunteers? Reha. From the beginning of the...
How the philosopher?
Yeah.
How a philosopher showed it. Please pay attention this time because we read it, I explained it, now I explained it again. Now listen, look at it carefully this way, that how Rumi is bringing this subject in. We'll talk about the happening, then he will go to some details, he will romanticize, then he will explain that, that repentance and thing like that. That is another gift which doesn't come cheap. He will explain all the details. Please look at it like the second time at least, how it is written. And remember, there is the third level. After you finish the text and you understood that, okay, this was the story and it was written like this. Oh, fantastic. Then, one step further, let's see. Now, I don't care about the written stuff. This writer, what was he or she thinking about? And he expressed it like this. Because there is an idea over there, right? Which is not explainable, really. There are some changes when that idea comes to form. And that form comes in my hand as a reading matter. Yes.
How a philosopher showed disbelief at the recitation of "If your water shall have sunk into the ground." A teacher of Quran recitation was reading from the page of the book. "Your water sunk into the ground. I stop the water from the spring and hide the water in the depths and make the springs dry and a place of drought. Who shall bring the water to the spring again except me, who have no like, the gracious, the glorious?" A contemptible philosopher and logician was passing beside the school at that moment. When he heard the verse, he said in disapproval, "We'll bring the water with a mattock. With strokes of the spade and sharpness of the axe, we'll bring the water up from below." At night he fell asleep and saw a lion-hearted man give a blow on the face and blinded both his eyes, and said, "O wretch, if you are speaking the truth, bring up some light with an axe from those two springs of vision." At day he jumped up and found two blind eyes. From both his eyes, the overflowing light had vanished. If he had moaned and asked pardon, the departed light would have appeared through kindness. But asking pardon also is not in our hands.
What is he talking about now? Finish the stuff, okay? That guy is blind. Now he's talking about non-existence. The guy is blind, period. He would say, how? If he will do that, means, pity he didn't do that. Then later he would say, the problem is that he is not able to do that, because that doing is another gift as well. So he shifted. He went from the existence there, and look at the non-existence. Yes?
But asking pardon also is not in his hands. The savor of repentance is not the dessert of every drunk. The wickedness of actions and the disastrousness of denial had barred the way of repentance to his heart. His heart became in hardness as the face of a rock.
What was that couple of stuff about? Suddenly he gave you the only thing that now we think we understand from the way your behavior will change your spirit. Now a lot of people at the court, they claim that they did that nasty stuff because of child abuse. And nobody could say no. Okay. If the child abuse could rotten a fellow, how about the adulthood self-abusement? If I abuse myself and do the nasty stuff, what will happen to me? I'm not one fixed stuff. I will transform to be another person. Because the personality we have is something that we are building it up constantly. I am building up what is me. It doesn't happen just like that. If I do the corrections, this me will be corrected. If I push it towards somewhere, it will bend towards that. This is the flexibility of life. So it could be abused. Therefore, you could be guilty of making yourself a nasty person. How about that?
His heart became in hardness as the face of a rock. How should repentance cleave it for sowing? Where is one like Shu'aib that by prayer he may make the mountain earth for sowing? Through supplication and belief of that friend, the thing that was hard and impossible became possible.
What is this about? Is it logically, first of all, when you do bad stuff, you will rot. And you will be further from repentance. And let me tell you that it's not defendable if you say, okay, this happened and it's not changeable. It is always changeable, but it's not easy. Because if you find a Shu'aib with a little prayer, you will change it. If you find Ma'us, if it is this, it means that I didn't say you do something bad, then your spirit will rot in hell. Except you pay a donation or something. That's not what I'm talking about. I say, when you do something bad, your spirit will rot. Right? Then, you rotten fellow, you have less tendency towards goodness. That doesn't mean it's impossible. We know a lot of magicians, they do it just like this. Because that good stuff could happen just like that. Remember, we didn't say that that good stuff will come to you when you are qualified. You never be qualified. Who are we to be qualified to have the adjective of God? It's just a gift. Yes, we try to show our enthusiasm. Why? Yes, okay, we hope that we cry loud, maybe he listens, but he's not deaf and he doesn't need our out loud cry. Mainly we do it for the ecstasy of doing it. Of us will say, I say the name of my beloved because I want to taste the sweetness of it. That's all. I don't expect any attention even when I'm in love. The name of beloved makes my mouth sweet. Do you get it? This is what it is all about. So, it's a gift. And remember, the rotten part, it's not incurable, but you will lose little by little your motivation to come back. That's all. Yes?
Through supplication and belief of that friend, the thing that was hard and impossible became possible. Or through the Mukaukis begging the prophet, a stony ground became a good wheat field. So contrariwise, a man's disbelief turns gold into copper and peace into war. This falseness draws after it an evil transformation. It turns ground capable into stones and pebbles. Nor is it granted to every heart to fall down in prayer. The wages of mercy are not the portion of every hireling.
Means do not go through the logical process of who will be qualified and how is it going to happen and how am I going to increase my chance. That's not the way to do it. It doesn't work that way. Yes?
Beware, do not commit crime and sin in reliance on I will repent and come to refuge.
We cut your hand because as soon as I said that you becoming rotten, that doesn't mean that that's the end of the story. Oh, that's good. So I do the rotten stuff. Then one day I repent. Said, do not do that. That stuff is not for that kind of hope. Yes?
For repentance, there must be a glow and a flood. Lightning and clouds are the condition indispensable to repentance.
Means what? Fire. This verse especially, you don't know why, but you should really explain this very good to me. This is the verse that my name is there.
There has to be a passion, a desire to return, for repentance. There has to be tears, which is the clouds, which will speak to them.
A little bit more than that. How about that? He went to the extreme of bringing in very delicately cues to different pieces of the field of his attention. One is tab. Tab in Persian language is a very complicated stuff because it has so many different meanings. First of all, is the real archaic word for light. The light will glow. So tab is glow. But it's more than that, because tab is your resistance and how much you endure. Endurance is tab. Yeah. And being suspended.